You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Dan, should we talk about the Tony Awards?
I suppose we must, as we are. Guys who like musicals, and this is a podcast about Broadway. Although we have been banished to the annals of a paywall of a subpar streaming service, so I didn't feel that important. year's Tony Awards. Did you feel the same way? I was truly insulted. And then they're like, the views were down. I'm like, of course they were.
I was trying to explain it. I couldn't figure it out. And then I was trying to explain it to my mother, who loves, we watch the Tonys together every year since I was a child. And she's like, it's Paramount Plus? And I was like, yeah. She's like, but it's on CBS? No. It is? No, it's not. But only for the first 2 hours. But then it switches. It was so... What are we doing?
Of course, I don't mean to say that Paramount Plus is a subpar streaming service, but obviously it doesn't have, the amount of subscribers as a Netflix or Apple. Paramount is obviously a big organization that has a lot of fancy stuff, and there's a lot of good shows on that network. But to have to go through those... hoops and pay to watch the Tonys? Whose idea was that?
Well, and somebody posted that one of the theater writers was like, the real celebration of Broadway happened during the Paramount Plus coverage. Like, right. That felt like more of a celebration of theater and making it through the last 18 months. I mean, we'll talk about the CBS broadcast, but there was so much good that happened in that Paramount Plus, CBS Plus, All Access, whatever you want to call it, streaming, 2 hours. There was a lot good that happened that, yes, it was the lowest rated Tony Awards of all time, but
of course
we missed it.
They chose Big Brother over it.
I know that was,
Patty
Murin tweeted that too. Was like, I'm sitting here trying to watch the Tonys. It's 9:06 and Big Brother is still happening. What? And well, anyway, if that's not a metaphor for something Broadway related. That reality TV
exactly
is taking over.
Yep.
So wow. An actor is saying his lines, and then out of nowhere, he just starts singing. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Jimmy, don't cry for me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh man! Well, welcome back to Guys Who Like Musicals.
Welcome back to Guys Who Like Musicals. We have been busy.
It's been
Joe is filming. You can catch Joe in Original Joe on NBC on Monday nights if you haven't yet.
Ordinary Joe.
What did I call it?
You called it Original Joe.
What a plug! I am just such a pro at this. It's whatever.
Really
it's subpar, average guy named Joe. It's basically so. It's about Joe Carroll, and no, I'm just kidding. Obviously, not subpar in any way.
No, I am. I am just another mediocre white dude winning. I'm in a show. I can't. That's funny. That's just that, anyway. Right. Well, I'm in Atlanta right now, sitting in a hotel. It's weird to come back to the same hotel
and stay in a different room.
Stay in a different room, and it looks exactly the same.
Whoa,
right? That's
Groundhog Day, yeah.
It looks exactly the same, but it's just they're all different, but they're the exact same layout, the same art, the same.
Yeah.
It's very strange. This is a very strange place.
Well, yeah, anyway, like, that's why we haven't been here, because Joe is busy filming his TV show, and we're very excited for him, and you should watch it.
Yeah.
I watched the pilot and it was awesome. And I have also been busy just staring at the ceiling. Just kidding. No, I've also been busy trying to pay the bills.
Are you seeing Dan's work on social media with the behind the scenes, the filming of what do you call it? Fashion Week. You're getting into some high art, my friend.
Trying to get into that brand hustle, you know?
It's so good.
I watch these commercials sometimes. I'm like, I want to do that. Anyway, that's what we've been doing. Sorry that we haven't been recording.
So should we just talk? Should we talk about the whole night as a whole, or are we going to break it up into first half, second half? Because it was almost like two different shows. Because what I was going to jump into was like Audra McDonald could host should host everything from now until the end of time. I thought she was so fun and heartfelt and funny, and she messed up like a couple times, which was incredibly real. It's so scripted, right? Like all of these award shows are so incredibly scripted. So whenever there's like a real human moment, it just feels so good. I don't know. I thought that she
like
was
when
fantastic.
They didn't play the music on Leslie later in the night too, and he was like, "What?"
He's like,
"We're
he's
on." Like, oh, okay.
Hi there.
Yeah. I thought this was Broadway.
I thought this was Broadway.
I thought he was incredible too. I was like, because the thing about Audra is that it's kind of inside baseball. And I know it's not, because obviously Audra has done a bunch of television. A lot of people recognize her from a lot of things, but it still feels inside baseball. Leslie's one of the only few now that is like on that A-list, or like, you know, he might not be on the top of the A-list, but he's up there. People know who he is.
I would say that he's at the top of the A-list, but they still know him from Hamilton. Like, he's still Aaron Burr.
Definitely.
You know, like, which is also crazy that he's done all these movies and show and like all of this stuff, but still he's at the top of the mountain because he's Aaron Burr, which I think is kind of dope.
Yeah, I think my takeaway from hosts was that I don't know if there's anyone who could do what Leslie did.
Yeah.
You can't.
I mean, it's like Neil Patrick Harris.
Kind of. But Leslie has
also
much swagger. And, you know, it's just like to look like that and sound like that and just be like that. And it's because it's
so glad that he sang as much as he did. Sometimes they like Audra didn't sing at all in the first broadcast. And I was like, why isn't he now? We'll talk about that Wheels of a Dream
right
in a second. But like, that he sang as much as he did, and that he and Nicolette did You Matter to Me.
Yeah.
Like, that was some really
and I couldn't believe that they cut Measures out of it. I was so mad.
I was too.
I
thought that they were like messing it up for a second. I was like, wait, did he just jump a verse?
Some producer was like, this is a 2 minute and 45 second song. It needs to be 2 minutes and 25 seconds. Like, why did we cut? Unless he forgot the words and the conductor was like, just go with it. But it was so fast.
I don't know what happened. But like, he didn't sing the lyric at the beginning. He didn't sing Simple and Plain and Not Much to Ask of Somebody. He sang something else. So like, there may have been an oops. There may have been an oops in there. I don't know. Or it was just like a total, a bit of a rewrite, which would make sense. I mean, it's for the broadcast.
Wow. Anyway, not to focus on the negative. I thought that Nicolette was like my favorite Jenna ever. So it was so nice. Yeah. It's always nice for me to see her getting opportunities for people to know who she is. And let's start from the beginning, though. Now that we've gotten hosts out of the way, Danny Burstein wins his first Tony after 7 nominations. Couldn't happen to a better guy. And
truly.
Great speech. And after the year he's had, I was just so struck. I don't know him. I know you know him, so I'll let you take the floor here. But I was so struck by how joyful he was. You know, he just lost his wife.
Yeah.
And he's been working for this thing forever. And it felt like he just had this big jolly smile on his face. And I was like, you've got to be the best person on the planet.
Yeah.
To have no woe is me.
Yeah.
He didn't say like, I wish Rebecca were here to see this, or you know what I mean? Just totally positive.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an incredible, I don't even want to say spin. That's not the right word. It was just like the way that he handled that moment, that like, that was probably the most sure of the night, was that he was going to win. Like, I mean, and also, I was thinking about this, like, Harold Zeidler is not his greatest role, without question.
Right.
Like, I mean, if you go back in time, exactly, yeah. Like with King and I, that right. Like, you know, I remember seeing him in South Pacific and seeing him in Cabaret and seeing him in all of these things, right. And just being like, oh my gosh, this guy's perfect. You know, I'm Adolfo. I mean, like, crazy things.
Yeah, yeah,
and then,
yeah.
So to finally get the recognition that he deserves in still a role that is amazing, and he's amazing in it, and it's like running a marathon, that role, but that was just the coolest thing. But the way that he mentioned and paid homage to Rebecca, and yeah, you're right. I mean, that's who he is, though, dude. Like, I'm telling, and no, like, truly, that is who that man is. Like, he is the nicest man in show business, one of the greatest guys I've ever worked with. And like, people say that a lot, to, oh, you know, but it's 100% true with Danny Burstein. It's just, yeah,
you could.
It
just
was amazing.
Tell.
The yeah,
for him,
the
to
bagels
take,
line. You
yeah,
know,
the
he's
bagels
like,
line.
Like,
exactly.
He's anybody who sent a text or sent a message or sent us bagels, and like, you
it
know,
meant the world
everybody
to
in
us.
The audience is like,
and I'll never forget. You know, I love being a Broadway actor. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it. Did you read the op-ed that he wrote?
I haven't.
Oh my gosh, he wrote an op-ed for the Times that just came out like last week, and I quoted this. This is from that op-ed. He says, "The stories in Broadway's theaters are a reflection of our nation's soul and have the ability to heal our aching country. What better way to explore humanity's most pressing moral questions than at the feet of the world's most brilliant dramatists? As a young man, I learned about morality from Sophocles and Euripides, existentialism from Shakespeare, racism and prejudice from Oscar Hammerstein and Lorraine Hansberry. I developed a sense of humor because of Kaufman and Hart. I learned about the strength it took to be a father from August Wilson and Arthur Miller. I relived the AIDS crisis with Tony Kushner and Larry Kramer. And I learned the true meaning of joy because of Broadway's greatest contribution to theater, the American musical." Like, oh, shit.
It's true.
I just love that man. And read the whole thing if you haven't read it. But he is an absolute gift, that man. And I'm so glad that he won. And then he posted on Facebook or on Instagram or something the next day. He was just like, so grateful. I'm so hungover.
Like, I can only imagine.
Which is like, if you saw any of the footage from that Moulin Rouge party, you know, like, I'm sure that there was, let's just say, probably wasn't a cash bar.
Right.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And then moving right along, yeah, Lois Smith becomes the oldest person to win a Tony Award. And at 90, I thought gave a pretty good speech. And then Jennifer Holliday.
Dude. You texted me, "What is happening?
What is happening?" I just have to say that performance was never meant to be recorded in a close up, and they cut into that close up way too much. You could even in the wide, it was a different show because they're not like they're very early using microphones at that period in time, and when she did that show originally.
Excellent point.
It was
excellent
never going to be recorded for television in close up. It's a completely different thing.
Well, and the one that like we grew up nerding out, the performance of and I'm telling you, and I'm not going, that we nerded out over on YouTube from that original production is just like super wide.
Yeah, it's like, you know, bootleg.
And it's just like, you know, but the fact that she can still do that,
I know.
The fact that she sounded as
exactly
flawless.
The same.
Exactly the same. Alex said when they said on the you know, on the little like, you know, and you know, coming up a performance by blah 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 and this and that and the Jennifer Holliday, you know, and whoever, Alex was like, "Oh my god." I was like, "What?" And she was like, "She's gonna do," and I'm telling you, and I'm like, "She's not gonna come, she's not gonna, she's gotta be 70 something. She's not gonna come on the Tony Awards and just do one of the, you know, the act one closer from Dreamgirls. She's not just gonna do that." And Alex is like, "Yeah, you're kind of right." And then she comes out in the same, in the outfit, and there's the guy, and it just was like jaw on the floor. But Alex was dead because the she has the same tics like in her mouth, like the way that like she manipulates vowels and gets things going.
Exactly,
it's like,
what I mean.
It's exactly
the facial tics
the same.
And the whole thing. Like, that's the kind of stuff that you would never, you couldn't do a pro shot of that today. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't fly on Broadway anymore, but it's a different style. And I imagine is a different experience from In the House, which you could tell because everyone was on their feet the whole time.
Right. So that was incredible. Yeah, I mean, it was just, I thought that the performances overall were really, really great. Honestly, a bit of a hot take. I didn't love Move On with I thought Ben Platt and Anika Noni Rose, like, love them both to death, but I was like, something's not, that one didn't lock in for me. Everything else really locked in.
And
one that I was like,
I don't know if I totally agree. It didn't bother me. I just love the song so much. It didn't bother me. I just think that Ben Platt is in an uphill battle against his own fame right now. I just think he's got like a tough go. People are giving him a hard time. We'll see how that shakes out as far as how people remember this whole quote unquote controversy. While there are real controversies happening in the industry, you know, people being mad at Ben Platt for wanting to play the lead role in the show he originated, you know, we'll see how that plays out eventually. But I don't know. I think she's amazing.
Me too.
I didn't mind it.
Adrian
Warren's Tony performance was the star of the show. And also, actually, before we move on from Danny, like the Moulin Rouge performance was unreal. Getting to do the theater is. Yeah. Was the best thing that ever could happen to them.
It's got to be the move. I also, though, the performance of the night for me was the Daniel J. Watts.
Yeah.
The slam, you know, his poetry with that choreography. What is silent, you know, what does your silence sound like? Like, I was just like, I was floored. I've watched basically all of his videos and the virtual jams and all of the stuff that he's released over the last year. He's really good friends with Nick Blamire, friend of the pod, who, you know, they've written shows together and they're writing partners on things. And I'm like, he is a gift. That man is a gift to the theater. And again, one of these people who, like, Alex, he and Alex did one reading together like a million years ago and still like goes up to her, you know, calls her by, you know, remembers her name, you know, like he's just like remembers people's names. He comes from the ensemble, comes from, you know, dancing and choruses, and is just like an amazing performer, and I can't wait to see where he goes and what he does in his
me too
in his life and career, because he's so creative that, like, yes, he should be you know, he's like, you know, recurring roles on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and all sorts of things, but like also like that type of meaningful stop the Tony Awards live on CBS. Like, I'm going to make y'all, this is what's happening in our world right now.
Yeah. I love that.
Like, that was really cool.
You know, in the world where every day we're reading about another young person from a unique background who's getting an overall deal somewhere. I want him to get an overall deal. And I know he and Nick have been pitching shows, and I know, but like, I don't know what it's going to be, but somebody needs to see that that guy, that man needs an overall deal so that he can pick and choose what happens. You know, if just, you know, if you
just,
don't know what that
write
is,
him
like,
a, give him a blank check. Yeah.
It's basically a blank check from a it's a contract with a studio to make stuff. And very few, that's like the pinnacle of being a producer creator is getting an overall deal. And they should just hand one to him, whatever he needs.
Just give it. Yeah, exactly. You know, just give it to him. Just give it to him.
And somebody who's who's involved in Broadway too should get involved. Like, you know, a Jeffrey Seller or a Kevin McCollum should see that and be like, let's work something out and finance this, because clearly the man has his pulse on where things need to be going.
Right. So that was super cool.
That was super cool.
But yeah, I mean, you know, another positive, and then we'll get into, obviously there's a lot of controversy this year. But I was really happy to see the Moulin Rouge crew take it down. You
I
know,
felt
like
really happy for
you know,
Alex
having...
Timbers, who's also, I think, like gotten the short stick on some other projects. And you pointed that out to me at one point, that like, it may not be that Moulin Rouge is his best work of all time, but you know, I think we have to recognize the overall impact of an artist, which is kind 100%. Of what Savate got too, you know,
and Danny, and you know, I think that it's the overall impact of an artist. I think that's really well put, that like, you know, I think that he won a Tony Award for Here Lies Love last night,
or Bloody Bloody, you know.
Right, bloody. Yeah, yeah. You know, and so, and again, like, truly one of the nicest dudes on the planet. Like, just wonderful man.
Tell.
And then, you know, just to have a rich, you know, having worked on the development of that show, from the workshop through the Boston production, you know, I got a lot of friends over there still, and just to see them take it down, you know, I hope that it runs for 20 years. And,
it seems like,
you know,
it will.
It was really,
it's definitely
really cool.
Got. It,
very
it looks
cool
like it
see.
Has Kinky Boots legs on it now, because now that everybody's seen that, it's going to be the show that everybody wants to take, go to a date to see Moulin Rouge. You know, it's like a fun night in the theater, a little bit of escapism that we all need.
So that was very cool.
That was cool. It was cool to see Kenny Leone up there for
great speech.
Yeah, he gave a great speech, which I think, you know. You know, calling Breonna Taylor by name and calling George Floyd by name, and just also one of these people who's trying to push things in the right direction. And that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting to do a workshop with him next week. And that was also really cool to like see that and get the sense that people are excited about what he's doing. Little bright spot, personally.
Definitely. Broadway Advocacy Coalition winning that Tony Award.
For sure.
We attended all of their seminars in the past year.
Yeah, and Kenny spoke at that first one, that big one.
Yeah, yeah. He did. And you know, the work they're doing is just incredible. Britain was, it was just such a great speech that he gave. Yeah, and that was really a cool, they do that with, you know, theater educators. Obviously there was a, you know, it feels like every other year for some reason, Carnegie Mellon gets a shout out for theater educators. But like, I think that the activism, the organizations that are activists, you know, that are leading that charge should be recognized. I think that I hope that this is just the beginning of that, where, you know, it's not just regional theaters that get a Tony Award. It's not just like special productions that get a Tony Award. It's not, you know, colleges or whatever, that like, you know, these places that are trying to make a more equitable workspace and a more equitable Broadway deserve to be recognized. And so that was really cool to see.
It was definitely cool. And then on the tail end of that, one of the original founding members is Adrienne Warren, and she finally got the Tony that she deserves for this, you know, and she didn't win the Olivier. She lost the Olivier.
And oh, I didn't realize that. Who did she possibly lose
the
Olivier?
She lost the Olivier to the woman from Caroliner Change.
Oh.
And if Caroliner Change had played, there was this controversy of like, is she going to lose to this woman again? But then obviously Caroliner Change didn't open. And so now she's clearly the front runner and she better win. And she does. And she gives just this like really nice speech. And she grew up with our friend RJ and we know of her and how hard she works, and obviously you were able to see it in her performance, so that was good to see her win.
Yeah,
but we gotta talk about the reunions, and I just have to say really quickly that it was a little bittersweet to me.
Yeah,
and I don't know if anybody, like, I don't know if my opinion really matters, but part of me was like, we can't show any of the shows on Broadway's performances to get people excited about the theater that is coming slash will be. We have to go 20 years into the past to relive a time when, you know?
Mm. Oh, with the duets and
it's
stuff?
It's like people only know three shows. I mean, Ragtime, I guess, at least they did a Ragtime and it wasn't, I can't think of another show from that era that is like one of the handful that people name, but
yeah,
it was really nice to see Adina and Kristen perform together, and I loved it. And I got choked up when she got choked up, and that stuff really gets to me. Like
me too, yeah.
That song in general, but also just like the meta relationships that characters and people are having gets me always. So I knew that she's having an experience and I'm having an experience because of it.
Somebody on Twitter was like, I think that Kristen and Idina worked through some shit up there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, cause there's all that.
Exactly.
You know,
like, it was almost like an apology. I just got chills thinking about it. It was like something was happening.
Something
I agree.
Was absolutely happening up there. I'm with you. Like, there's just like, you know, there should have been more of a celebration of what is going on right now. Like, where are, like, take us into the theater at 6 and into the theater at Come From Away.
Yeah.
Into the theater at, you know, these places that, like, you know, these shows are going to, you know, Diana, whatever is going to happen with that. Like, these things, these shows are opening and need butts and seats, like, right now.
Right.
You know, like,
and it was almost like they made the choice to say, well, people aren't going to tune in. They don't care. Let's, you know what I mean? It just was a weird thing.
It was weird.
I don't know. But I just had to say that because ultimately, like, I was texting you, I can't believe that Adam still and Anthony still sound that good.
They sound the same.
And I know we just had Adam on the show, and I'm thinking to myself, he's talking about how much vocal work he's been doing, and I'm like, yeah, okay, buddy. You know, in the back of my head, I'm like, pessimist. Yeah. Thinking about how little vocal work I've done, thinking like, there's no way, like, you know what I mean? Just like kind of being a little bastard about it. And then he gets up there and does that. And the B flats are just cleaner than they've ever been in his life. Wow. And the two of them just right off the album.
It was truly amazing.
Followed by Audra and Brian Stokes Mitchell, who made every man in our generation wish that we never chased Aaron and Jeremy and should have just stuck with being baritones because he's such a badass. I was like, man, like, I wish I had that resonance.
I know. It's like no one, hopefully it inspires the next generation of like writers and singers that like there will be no tenors maybe.
Yeah. I mean, or at least not only tenors, right?
Exactly. But like listening to him, again, also, they sound better. Like, they sound different.
Yeah.
I think, like, still the same, still great. I would say even richer. I mean,
richer.
Like, his Impossible Dream and, like...
Yeah.
And then doing Wheels of a Dream. Just, like, ugh. God damn it. That show...
I wish that they started from the beginning of the song, though.
The very beginning, yeah.
I was like, no, don't, no. Yeah, yeah. No, oh, I needed it.
Yeah, come on. I know. Me too.
And then they say, and we'll be right back for the finale. And I turned to Julie. I was like, That wasn't the finale? What are they doing? How are they going to top this?
Right,
you're telling
right.
me that wasn't the finale?
Unbelievable.
And then it wasn't.
Come on.
And then the finale wasn't as good.
I know.
It was
and
really
like
a dud.
Oh, it was a dud. It was and a it dud. Was like, you can't. You know what was crazy? Do you remember? I think it was at the Academy Awards where Utkarsh did the recap.
They did do a recap.
It was in within the last year where Utkarsh from Freestyle Love Supreme did a breakdown of the thing, but by himself. He just got up there and did it all by himself. And it was so unbelievable because it really did feel like it was off the cuff, because like it was. Like he was referencing all of these things that just happened.
But he was also freestyling. Love Supreme,
he was truly freestyling.
Yeah.
Freestyle Love Supreme got up there and did a performance that there were lighting cues. There were sound cues.
Yeah.
That's not, you know.
It was more like sketch where than improv, where it was like some written.
Yeah, it was more of sketch. And it was funny. There were some really good bits, but
yeah.
But like that was rehearsed. And
which I think we would have given them credit for had the like freestyle jokes hit harder. But it was like they didn't right. take. They didn't go from like A to B to C with any of the jokes or anything. There was like a couple right. of funny callbacks, but not
right.
You know, and who am I? I can't obviously right. can't do any of the things that they did. But
yeah, I know. I know.
I think, you know, I don't know if you saw the cutaway to Kerry Butler and Jesse Tyler Ferguson sitting in the audience watching.
Yep. Yep.
Brian Stokes Mitchell and Audra McDonald sing Wheels of a Dream, and he's clutching his pearls. And
he's
she's like, her hands she's are like clasped together firmly, and she's bawling down her mask.
Under,
like,
yeah,
like
yep, yep.
shoulders curled together in almost a ball. And I'm like, I am them. To then
yep,
just
yep.
Freestyle Love Supreme yeah. is just never gonna, you know?
I know. I know, well, it's just like not what they do, and I get what they were trying to do, but yeah, that Wheels of a Dream, like that is just, that was unbelievable. That was unbelievable. Also, I think that we have to, we'll talk about Jagged Little Pill because there's a lot going on with that show.
Yeah.
But Elizabeth Stanley just had a baby. She is like, she had a baby like a month ago.
Because I was going to say, when we saw Heidi.
Yeah.
We did a shoot with Heidi like 6 weeks ago, I guess, or so. And mm-hmm. and we were talking about how she was pregnant. So I wasn't sure if she was about to have the... She must have just had it.
She just had that baby, and she was up there screaming for the frickin' heavens, you know, belting for Jesus. And so just shout out to working moms, man. Like, that was... I'm like... Holy shit.
Yeah. The things that they ask of mothers in our industry is insane. And I think it's really cool what they're doing, which Heidi was able to share with us when we saw her mm-hmm. that she's playing, they're splitting the role so that Elizabeth doesn't have to work 8 times a week as a brand new mother in this new show, which is something that has never happened before.
Yeah, like true maternity leave. She's getting like a leave from the show, and then she gets to come back, and she's going to do a couple a week, and then she's going to kind of work back towards it. It's just great. I hope that more shows take notice.
Because obviously the mother who's getting to fill in needs the work. You know, we shouldn't be asking these things of people. You know, and the industry as a whole needs to work on that. And obviously, we're not going to get into what's happening in the Screen Actors Guild and IATSE, but, you know, that's also part of it. There's also a movement in the strike that might happen with the television and film world to not do 10 of 12s. So it's all kind of lumped into this, like, work-life balance conversation that we all need to kind of reevaluate. Should we be doing 8 shows a week or not?
Right.
You know, like, what should we be doing here? And this is a positive step in the right direction that's worth pointing out because I think it's awesome.
Yeah, me too.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And then, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Dan and I wanted to point everybody toward the, you know, to read about and understand, like, what's going on with Jagged Little Pill.
Essentially, there are two major issues happening at Jagged Little Pill, and one of them involves Michigan graduate Nora Schell. And a health and safety issue, as well as this issue with Lauren Patton. And again, nobody cares what two cis white guys have to say about this yep. issue. So I'm not going to sit here and provide you with what I think, but I'm just, we can do is kind of point you in the direction of the controversy so that you have some context when you see these comment sections of some of these posts, because it's getting crazy. It's getting crazy on Twitter. It's crazy on Instagram. If you read comments, like recently Lauren had to, she turned the comments off on her post about the Tonys because she didn't want to get flack from people. And then people are giving her flack for doing so. So it's getting really crazy. And in case you don't know what's going on, basically with Lauren out of town, her intention or hope was to have the character of Joe be a non-binary character. And then when they brought the character to Broadway, that was eliminated. And instead, they had the character basically being a cis lesbian character. Instead of a non-binary character. There's a really good Deadline article here if you just want to Google it about kind of like, and you can read all of the details, but that's the gist of what's happening there. So a lot of people are saying that there's erasure of, you know, this character mm-hmm. and that she shouldn't have been playing it in the first place. So that's kind of one side of it. And then obviously her side is like, well, she was hired to play a role. She thought she was doing the right thing. I don't think she meant to harm anyone. There was not, I assume that, but that maybe I shouldn't assume that. Maybe that's also part of the issue here. So it's a really complicated thing there. And then obviously the other issue is this health and safety concern that ex-cast member Nora Schell, who's also actually a non-binary identifying actor and black, was making their Broadway debut in the show, and they approached the... creative team because of a medical issue involving ovarian cysts, and they requested time off and were told that they couldn't. So that's a really complicated, dangerous thing that mm-hmm. Equity has opened an investigation into. So if you start hearing about the show being investigated, I think people are lumping together two issues.
Right, right.
One is this issue about a character in the show. Mm-hmm. That's not what they're investigating. What they're investigating is this work safety issue with a cast member, because that's obviously incredibly problematic. If their doctors were telling them to get this surgery and they were not able to because of some decisions that were made, that's obviously a really big issue that needs to be dealt with. So I've seen a couple people clumping those two ideas together, saying that, oh, well, they're being investigated for how they're treating trans characters in their show, and that's not what they're investigating. So just... there's a lot going on here, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we really are at a time where the conversations about representation and who gets to play whom, who should play whom, and how that plays out. Like the conversation has never been more at the forefront. And, mm-hmm. You know, and I think I like Dan said, like I have thoughts about it, but straight cis white dude, who gives a shit? Like, yeah, you know, it's doesn't fucking matter. Like, it's just hard. It's hard to watch. It's hard to read. But like, it's it must be unbearable to live as someone who has to deal with that in their life. So, yeah, just worth checking out. And then somebody else just left the show too. The other guy,
Cipriani, I forget.
Yeah,
but Antonio, who plays Phoenix, announced on Sunday that the Tony performance would be his final performance of that show. And sure enough, Monday morning, the breakdown went out for his role. So it didn't sound like he had told anybody.
Crazy.
That was on the back of former cast member Celia Rose Gooding, who was obviously in the audience because she was nominated and performed because in the show, but she is not in the show. She did not return to the show as either. She left and is in this new Star Trek series, Star Trek Strange New Worlds. So she's got gigs. But
she's got gigs.
That's a lot going on over there. Complicated theater space.
There's some stuff going on. So, I just have to say though too about the Tony Awards in general that like it was a weird fucking night in general. To watch it, to be have an experience with a show that I'm now no longer a part of, like go the distance, to not have worked in 18 months, to not have any theater on the horizon that is truly like auditioning, because all of these people are going back to work. Congratulations. Y'all have jobs on Broadway that you had in February and now y'all are going back. I get it. That's great. But we're sitting on the couch, it's painful to watch. It's painful and joyful at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that every year. It's like that every year to feel like you're a part of the community and also kind of not a part of the community and you want to support it, but it's also like an awards show. What the fuck is that? Like, this is just arbitrary, but also you want it more than anything. It's like a very strange,
day. I think it was definitely a weird moment to watch. Yeah. Like, on social media, people at after parties, like maskless, celebrating, and you're like, as somebody who doesn't have work,
we're not out of the woods.
I can't get work unless I test negative. So it's like, just is the whole experience is just so bizarre because it's just such a different time. And it's like to say Broadway is back when most of the theaters around the country can't open or will never open again. It's just the whole thing is just very, was definitely challenging for me.
Yeah.
I'm having a interesting fall with it and everything.
No,
but
totally I just want to bring that up too, that like it is joyful, but it's like it's you're so right, it's not back. Right. Broadway is not back yet. We have not, like, these shows. Hamilton's been open for 2 weeks. We don't even know if any of those people have COVID. And if they do, what do they do? And is it going to stay open? Like, talk to us in 6 months, like
one of the cast members at Waitress had COVID before they opened and someone had to come in and emergency replace them. And they were not in the show for 2 weeks. Like, if you're in the position to be in the show and get cast in the show and then you get sick, it's okay. But if you're on the outside looking in and you don't really proud of myself for that. It was horrible.
Oh, I love it.
If you're on the outside looking in the second time,
tap, tap, tapping on the glass,
tap, tap, tapping on that glass, waving through a window. And the way it works is like, I need a negative COVID test in order to get any job. So I'm on hold for two jobs, like need a negative COVID test or I can't get the job. Same thing with the workshop I'm doing next week. On Friday, I have to have a negative COVID test or I'm out. So when people invite me to these Tony parties, I'm like, nah.
Right. Right.
My one activity is playing golf with my friend Joe. That's about it.
Right. Outdoors.
Seeing family.
Outdoors. And
even seeing families limited.
Yeah. Like, no, totally. Totally. And it's the same thing over here. I mean, you know, I, you know, Ordinary Joe is the same way. Like, I have this great TV job. I'm super duper grateful. If I test positive, it might be easier for them to just write me out of that episode. You know what I mean? So, like, it's hard, but I think it's a crazy time, and it was nice to celebrate, but it was also bizarre. And I feel like a lot of people felt that way. And I saw a lot of people on Twitter being like, hey, if you're feeling anything other than just total joy about the Tony Awards, like, I'm with you and your feelings are valid because this is a strange time. But that Wheels of a Dream. Fuck.
I know.
So thank you for listening to this rambling nonsense about the Tony Awards. Dan and I appreciate it. We got a ton of guests coming up, all sorts of cool stuff happening. Don't get
it
COVID.
Is exciting that Broadway is back for that reason, because that's very exciting. Maybe can get some people back in here who are actually excited to talk about stuff. And now, because we're working with Broadway Podcast Network, we get these fancy emails that's like, such and such PR person is interested. Do you guys want to have an episode with someone? And we're like, okay.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, us? Yeah, I could be available, I think.
I could be available basically whenever.
This used to be a little production like in, you know, my apartment in Chelsea.
Exactly. Don't go listen to those early episodes.
Oh, God. We should probably go back.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good.
But thanks for sticking around with us.
Thank you.
And we got some more stuff coming for you. And shout out to Jillian Hirschman for listening and being our number one fancy listener.
Number one. And, maybe number two behind my mom. So she's probably number three behind your mom and my mom. So
my mom doesn't listen. So Jillian's above my mom.
Dope.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.